You are now tuned in to the Believe Network. Do you believe?
Hey guys, hope you're having a wonderful day out there today. Jamie Hardwick's going to be the guest host on another episode, back by popular demand. The podcast is brought to you by Hardwick.life, which is the website. It's the home of the Lose Like a Lineman program. And if you haven't heard of the program and you're interested in losing weight, get your butt onto the website at Hardwick.life. That's Hardwick.com, but it's Hardwick.life. And if you don't know already, I designed that program 6 years ago for my personal weight loss to get me down from 295. I went all the way down to 202. I lost 85 pounds in under 5 months, and it's given tons of success to a lot of people. And we've just, and you'll hear about this on the podcast with Jamie, we have just redesigned the program, Lose Like a Lineman 2.0, specifically with the female in mind and the female's preferences and what is manageable. So that was with Jamie. She helped me out with that. And she's going through the program right now and having a lot of good success, as you will hear. So check it out at Hardwick.life. Enjoy the show, guys.
All right, let's roll. Hi, babe.
Hi.
How are you?
Great. Look at us go on a Monday afternoon.
Getting your voice back. I am thrilled with your commitment.
To being here?
Yeah, being there at night.
Yeah.
After all the activities that have happened today. We just got back from the boys' tennis lessons.
Yep.
And you have walked 32,000 steps.
I have.
Yet here you are.
32.5, actually.
Here you are on a Monday night at 7 p.m. time of recording, all set for the Hardwick Life podcast. Seriously, incredible commitment.
Thank you.
Bravo.
Thank you. I've turned over a new leaf.
You kind of have. What's going on?
3 weeks of sticking to something. It's like, what is going on with me?
Are you okay?
I feel good.
Should we check with a doctor?
I have a cold. Maybe the cold's forcing me to be more committed.
You have had a cold for a while.
It's been 3 weeks. I can't breathe. I can't sleep. But here I am.
It's like the Cranberry song. Did you have to let it linger?
It has been lingering, did you have
to?
Bro.
Did you have to?
I don't know if it's like allergies or if it's like a full-blown cold.
Yeah, it's probably gluten.
I refuse to eliminate gluten or dairy for that matter.
Good for you.
Don't come at me, dog. Good
for you. Yeah, that's not your problem.
No.
No. You see, the problem is gluten. It's like, is it the problem? I don't know.
I mean, for some people it could be.
Some people it is.
I'm unwilling to recognize that.
For dairy, some people is a problem.
Yes.
I feel like I had this thought the other day as I was driving down the road, as people like love to point out the problem is, you know, everyone's got the problem. It was like, the problem is you may overeat. You know, it's
right.
Like before we start eliminating everything that may be the problem, let's start with number one. Number one is you're taking in too many calories.
Yep.
Right? That would be number one. Once we get that sorted out, then we could come down to meal size and then we could break the meal up a certain way. And then once we get our body weight under control and we've eliminated all the work that the body's doing extra to store the weight, then we can start working on eliminating certain things that may cause a little bit of tummy disruption. And then once the tummy's all, you know what I'm saying? It's like, how can you tell if something's causing an issue if you're just consuming everything?
It's true.
You can't.
Right.
You can't. It's not possible.
And what's a tummy issue? I mean,
like gas?
You had some gas.
I had gas. I had gas on a walk. Yeah. I did. I was like, you remember?
He was walking and I thought it was his sneakers squeaking for a minute. I was like, what is going on?
Did you ever have this happen in elementary school when the gym teacher would say, hey, take a lap, and you just got done eating that little square of pizza in the cafeteria and then you were just running your lap around the gymnasium. It's like, every step you took, that's how I felt on our walk today.
Huh.
But I'm not intolerant of anything. I just had a giant freaking Napa cabbage salad with lean protein on it. And you know what? It takes your body a little bit to break that stuff down. So, sorry, you got a little gas. You know what? Fart. That works.
I don't fart.
You don't?
I don't know what you're speaking of, farting.
What is the song that I'm thinking of? Don't dance, man. We boogie. What is it?
I have no idea what you're talking about. It's
a rap jingle.
Oh, okay.
Do they call it that? So you just got back from a girls' weekend in Cincinnati.
I got to see my college roommate and my buddy Jordan.
It's been a while, huh?
Jordan, if you're listening, love you.
Shout out, Shave Dog. What's up, Kimmy?
It was so good.
Awesome.
So good for the soul. You know, so we moved back to the Midwest during COVID.
The very start of it.
Uh-huh. Everyone has their own level of comfort. Kimmy does take care of her two parents who are sick with a lot of pre-existing conditions, and her sisters take care of them almost on a daily basis.
Wow, yeah.
So she's been very conscious of who she interacts with and her circle, keeping it very small.
Right.
And she's lucky her sisters are her best friends. So she, you know what I mean? She's been with them for a year. So anyways, this was so cool. She got vaccinated and she felt comfortable to see
me. Good. You've had it and been vaccinated.
Yeah. So I'm good to go. And after 14 years, we had a reunion.
14 mother years.
Yep.
Holy cow.
I know. That's how long it's been.
She's your bestie though. I mean, like she's
one of my besties.
When you girls get together, it's tight.
I just can't stop laughing.
It's tight. Even when you guys talk on the phone, I can just tell how lit up you are. That's what I think that was one of my texts to you was, you just seem so on fire.
It's so cool.
It was cool.
It is so cool.
Yeah. So you go on this trip.
Yep.
And then you're in the middle of this lose like a lady diet.
Here I am.
Am I
4 weeks now?
That's up to you. That's up to you to decide. But I thought you said you were scrapping like the first.
Yeah, the first 2 weeks, I told you guys this last week. I think I was leaking calories. I wasn't doing it really good. So last week was like my first full
really,
blown.
Really well.
Whatever.
We'd speak English here in America.
I talk Canadian still.
Real good.
I read.
I think that's more Indiana than Canadian. Real good.
Whatever.
So you weren't doing real good.
No. So the first 2 weeks, I have to say, I was sort of like, I was doing it.
Yeah.
But then I would like open the jar of nuts, mm-hmm. and I'm like, this doesn't count.
Yes.
Or
but it does.
Be in the car, and I'm like,
the nuts count.
Shoot, I'm hungry, and I eat a bar.
Oh, that
counts.
You know
what I mean? It counts. Yeah. All that stuff counts.
Everything counts.
I have not been cheating. This is so cool. Okay, let me give you guys this update. So 2 weeks doing it, ended up losing maybe 2 pounds, right? 2 weeks again.
The first two.
Yes.
When we were
not being accurate with
the calories. You were tiptoeing your way in.
Yeah, I was sort of like, yeah.
Wading into the shallow end.
I was leaking. Then last week, I completely committed, and I was like anal, and I whipped out my food scale, and I did it all. And in 8 days, I lost 8 pounds.
You lost 8 pounds?
Yes.
Oh, that's the first I've heard of that. Wow.
I think I told you that, didn't I?
Because
I got on the scale, so I went on the
girls
trip.
I told my guys on the call this weekend that it was like 6.
Yeah, but then I went on the girls trip this weekend. So yesterday I got home, and I jumped on the scale, and it was like 2 p.m., and I was like, holy crap. Still losing.
Are you?
And yeah, and it wasn't. Wow, you know what's crazy is? So again, I went to see my college roommates. This is so cool to me, and I don't know why I think this is so cool. Kimmy, my roommate, has never drank alcohol. She's just in college. It's not like a moral, ethical thing. She does not like the taste of it. She doesn't like what it makes people look and act like. And she made a conscious choice at, you know, the age of 16 that she was not going to drink alcohol.
Like people leaving a Jimmy Buffett concert?
Yeah, and here we are at 40 years old, and she does not drink.
Has she ever had a sip?
She's tasted it, like a tiny sip, but she's never been tipsy. She's never consumed a full drink.
Wow.
She just does not drink.
That's incredible.
Really cool to go away with her, though.
Yes.
Because I came home, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm not hungover. I don't feel like heck.
You don't need a vacation from the girls' weekend vacation.
So, like, our trip was, like, long walks, workout classes.
Yeah, you did a bar class, right?
Yeah.
And how was that?
It was amazing.
Because it's not normally your jam.
It is not my thing. I can't touch my toes. I don't like to dance. I'm not flexible. This was amazing. So it was called Bar 3 in Cincinnati. And my gosh, the teacher was incredible. And it's always about who the instructor
is. That's true.
She was awesome.
It's the energy in the room, right?
And then Kimmy is an instructor. So we went to her cycle bar
class. She's a spin instructor.
And she did
and a spin class. And you're not into spin either, really.
Like, I know, I sound like such a Debbie Downer. I'm like, don't like bars, don't like spin.
You're like, give me the weights.
But I loved both of the classes.
Wow.
So,
and she did a great job teaching?
I mean, she's amazing.
Yeah?
Her energy.
Good music?
Yes. She's great
music. She is. She's quite infectious.
She's awesome. So it was a great weekend, and it was like very much still focused on my diet and exercise.
Nice.
Because she is, that's her lifestyle. She and that's is how too. She is too.
Wow.
So it's great. So he had another 2 pounds gone after a weekend away.
On vacation.
On vacation.
That is awesome.
So super
so
cool.
So an abnormal girls weekend where it wasn't tatas out going crazy.
I got no beads.
No. Oh, at first I was like, what word is she was, about to use here? I got no what? Oh, beads. Got you. Like, yeah, we're was, not at Mardi
no
Gras.
There was showing yeah, anything. Yeah,
roger that. No, I was.
There was a lot of talking and a lot of laughing and a lot of sitting on a couch.
I had some levels of concern.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, beads.
Good.
Yes.
That's right. Okay, so you brought up the vaccine. Are you comfortable talking about the vaccine here?
Yeah,
or is this treading into a waters that...
No, I'm very comfortable.
Are
let's
you?
Talk. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it. I got opinions.
Good. I'd like to hear your opinion
yep.
because, okay, you were the first one in our house to get it done.
Yep.
Because you have the educator pass working at the boys' elementary school. You could go and sign up early.
Yep.
And you were like, sign me up. I'm going. Boom. And you already had it, by the way. We had it. You had the antibodies from blood tests, so you know you were positive. You didn't go test to be tested, like as you didn't get counted as one of the COVID numbers that they would flash on the bottom
no,
of
I
the
donate,
screens.
No, I donate blood every 8 weeks.
But you donate blood, and you yeah. were in a, you had the antibodies.
Yes.
So you were highly sought after the blood companies for the convalescent plasma.
They wanted my plasma,
right?
Yeah.
And you were giving them your plasma.
Yep.
They want the plasma. You give them the plasma.
Yep.
And so you were one of the first of our age group, age category, to be able to go get a vaccine. And you did.
And I did.
And you got hit for a day.
Yeah,
right? It was a day.
It kicked my butt for sure.
It did.
For sure.
Right?
For yep.
And it was 24 hours. Would you say 18 hours? Or what would you say it was?
Yeah. It kind of onset, I would say 12 hours after the shot. And I would say from there, almost exactly 24 hours till I felt like myself again.
Yeah.
Just lethargy, soreness. Extreme fatigue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my thoughts originally when you got that was I understand she wants to go back to Canada, wants to see the family, even though Canada's restrictions are just absolutely asinine right now.
Let us in, Canada.
Let us in.
Gosh.
We are knocking on the door. Hello. We'd love to see everybody. So I understood that. From my perspective, initially, I was like, what the hell over? Like, I've already had the virus.
Which kicked your butt.
It kicked my butt. It yeah. was. It was 2 weeks. It sucked. It was 2 weeks. Hard weeks. Like, legit. It was rough. And
yeah.
then I thought, okay. And I saw you go through it for a day. And I thought, why do I have to give up another day of my life? I've already had the virus. I'm good. I'm in the clear. And then in my head, too, I said, okay, if I've already had the virus and I'm going to go get the vaccine – they're still going to make me wear a mask when I go places? That to me made no sense. I was like, so virus, check. Vaccine, check. Mask? What the hell? Like, what? So what's the incentive for me to go get my shot, right? And that's how in my head I was. And then I just kept thinking about it. I was like, Nick, what are you so mad for? Like, why are you so mad? And I know I posted the picture and I wore the t-shirt around places. It's like, I've been vaccinated, which was, it's super polarizing, right? The vaccine, for whatever reason, is just, it's super polarizing, especially in this health and wellness space. I'd say we're kind of a health and wellness podcast.
Yeah.
It's really polarizing to have gotten the vaccine. Did you know that? I mean, the people you follow, I'm sure, in the health and wellness space are like,
Can I interject you?
Yeah,
because I know you could just go on a rant for the next 30
please.
Minutes.
Thank you.
I respect both sides of the argument. If you don't want to get the vaccine and you feel super, you know, adamant that way, I mean, good for you.
Uh-huh.
I just think that science and that, you know, the hundreds of thousands of people that have been tested on and that have studied this thing, I don't know. I just...
Hundreds of thousands, millions.
Well, millions like have received it, but I'm thinking even of the scientists that have created this vaccine. It wasn't like two people being like, yep, I think it works. It went through rigorous tests for over a year, and I was just – the place that I went to go get it, I knew I wasn't going to feel great because I kept hearing,
yes.
you know, you had COVID. It's probably going to hit you even harder. I knew it, but the chance to regain some of our normalcy
yes.
and to be able to – go visit a roommate, to go visit my family,
yes.
to travel to Europe, to do those things. For me, it was worth it.
Yes.
But I think, again, make your own opinion. But I wish people would do their own research. You can't listen to like, Susie down the street said. It's like, well, screw Susie, because you know what? There's hundreds of thousands of doctors and scientists.
Medical doctors.
Much smarter than your neighbor.
That's for me. That's enough, right? Yeah. That's more than enough. There cannot be a global conspiracy with every single doctor that has MD next to their name or every nurse that works in a hospital that's around this virus that says, yes, I'm getting the vaccine. There can't be a global conspiracy that there's this vaccine that's coming in. It's changing our DNA. And then China's going to release some new virus that's going to attack our changed DNA. And it's going to have a specific lock and key mechanism. It's like, shut the hell up. Just shut the hell up. Come on. And everything works on a pulley system, right? So here's the pulley system in my head. And this may not be right. The total number of positives goes up, right? And the more restrictions that come on, the more people that get vaccinated goes up, the more the restrictions come off. Like that, to me, we have to, at some point, we're just sitting in this stupid purgatory of vaccinated and positive test numbers where we can't break through because we've got reluctance and fear and just... all these doctors, all these super smart people who have done 12 years, some of them, of school beyond what we have gone through.
Yeah.
As college graduates, they've paid a ridiculous amount of money. All they do for a living is study science. They signed up for it. You know what? Yeah. I'm good.
Yeah. They're much smarter than we are.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I leave politics out of this because I don't think whatever got us into this situation is not what's going to get us out. What's going to get us out is a certain number of people that are vaccinated that are like, yep, we're good. And hey, yes, you may have to do it every year, just like people have to get flu vaccines every single year.
I've always been just pro-vaccine, though.
You have been.
I don't ask questions.
I used to be big anti-flu vax.
So many people that are smarter than me. And if you're I don't know.
Good for you.
Yeah, in my own head, I'm just not that smart. I'm just like a mom living her best life.
I've just admitted that there's people that are smarter than me.
So much smarter than me.
I've finally come around to that.
No, I've admitted it since I was little. So I'm a big flu vaccine advocate.
Yeah.
I'm a big COVID vaccine advocate. Uh-huh. You know, you tell me eventually I need the shingles vaccine as I get older. Sign me up. I'm in. I don't want to be sick.
You know what you could sign me up for? You could sign me up for a catheter at night. So I don't have to wake up in the middle. That's like the biggest angst I have in my life currently is, am I going to have to wake up at 2 a.m. and pee? Can you sign me up for
That's first world problem. So if that's your biggest concern,
that is, it's
pretty good.
Hey, it's a great problem to have.
Maybe we need to get you a bedpan so you can just literally roll
over. I know a teammate that I will not say names and please don't. And I know you know who it is. Please don't say the name. That had a bedpan by his side through our entire career. Because when he got up to go to the restroom at night, if he did get up to go to the restroom, he couldn't put himself back to sleep.
I totally get it.
So he would roll over in the bedpan and leave it there.
Yeah.
And then I think one of the kids would come and be forced to dump it in the morning, which is just...
I know that sounds gross, but you know what? I can relate to him. I'm the worst waking up person and then trying to go back to sleep. Because the minute I'm up, when I cracked, I'm like... ooh, I can't wait for coffee.
It's always the coffee.
That's all I want.
I know.
If it's 1:40, I'm like, is it too early on the Nespresso
machine?
That's
funny because people always go, is coffee bad for you? They always ask, is coffee bad for you? And every doctor that I've talked to says, no, coffee's not bad for you. But when it does get bad for you is when it starts affecting your sleep at night. Right? Like when I can't get proper sleep, it's going to start negatively affecting your health. My thought, though, about this is you were just talking about this. So I'm just spitballing here. This is not like a theory that I've thought well out. It's well thought out. It's not. It's not the chemical of caffeine that's keeping you awake. It's the addiction of going to get the flavor of the caffeine, right? That's like, it's 3:30 in the morning. Maybe I'll lay here for 10 more minutes, but damn, that coffee's calling my name. And that's pretty good stuff.
Okay, we got the Nespresso machine.
Oh, God. You got to.
2 months ago. And I have done Okay, and I'm not, this is not an over exaggeration. How many coffee machines have I purchased since we've moved houses?
A stupid amount. Just in general, like through our existence, the coffee paraphernalia.
17 different mechanisms of making a cup of coffee. Would you say that's accurate? Yeah. Maybe higher?
It's an embarrassment to say this. It's thousands of dollars worth of every machine, coffee gear.
Every like percolator, every instant,
French
every
roast,
pour over, yeah. French roast,
Keurig,
a Jura, like, you know, $9,000 million machine.
Then two
like,
of those.
Yeah. Then like a super cheap coffee mate machine. I mean, I have run the gamut.
We had the one with the water underneath that was just the 5 gallon water that pumped through the Keurig. Yeah. Nothing
compared to the Nespresso. You. And we're not, I wish they would send us a free pod Nespresso.
Come on.
I'll keep pubbing you. But we have received nothing free.
No, that's true. Thank you for saying that. That's the disclaimer.
But I freaking love Nespresso.
But we would take some free. Oh my gosh. We would take some free. What do they call those things? They're the pods. What is the difference? What makes it so it's so damn good.
It's so good.
We don't even go to Starbucks anymore.
Well.
Well, yeah. if you really want that,
yeah, I would say I only go now maybe once or twice a week.
Yeah,
much less.
But to the science of caffeine,
yeah.
It's protective in many ways.
Yes,
to a certain point, neurocognitive, cardiovascular, cancer risk are lowered.
I have never been a morning person. I jump out of bed at 4 o'clock every morning, and I am so happy. Because I know that thing's about to start humming.
It's there.
And I'm pumped.
It makes a really cool
jet engine
uh-huh. sound. Super rad. Oh, speaking of jet engine. So Jamie goes away. And next Monday, we're going to be having a podcast with John Mattson, who played in the NFL. And John's super cool. So if you're watching on YouTube, this is...
Let me see if I can hold it.
Yeah. This is my vision board.
It's a vision board.
It's a vision board. And is it... super complete and thorough. Not really. We had a couple of magazines to choose from. And
it's pretty good.
It's pretty thorough. I think I got the gist of...
You want to be on the cover of Men's Health? Is that a goal?
That's a goal, yeah.
Sick.
Well, it just... It's what we had available to us. So I was looking at this thing and I didn't find a whole lot that resonated with me. And you know, I said, this is a vision board. This is shooting for the moon. Maybe the stars and I'll land on the moon. But I cut out the guy. I have no idea who it was on the cover. I cut him out and I left a spot for me to fill. So it's the void for me to fill the cover of Men's Health magazine. And then fittingly, this is crazy because John and I talk about this next week. It's Brad Pitt and Fight Club is the body type. That was my goal when I started losing weight originally.
What do we do about the head?
We got to cut the damn thing off. We got to cut it off. And by the way, the body can't look like that either. Like, I've destroyed this skin to the point it's stretched out. It's not going to...
Brad Pitt in Fight Club was pretty awesome.
Oh, man. That will make a straight man gay.
Yeah. He looks pretty damn good.
That's what everybody wants. And then, you know, there's fun ones in here like... The modern man, and he's got a headband on and doing the thinker. And then there's things about the brain and Father of the Year awards, which I am far from currently. But hey,
goals.
And it is cool. And we all did it together, and it was a great afternoon.
It was really fun.
Wasn't that fun?
It was really fun. Mine's hanging in my closet. So every time I go in there to get my clothes in the morning, it's hanging on my wall.
Good for you.
Yeah.
And there's a system in the brain that the doctor, the team psychiatrist for the Indianapolis Colts, Dr. Elizabeth White, talked about in this coaching thing. It's the reticular activating system. And so the reason that it's so powerful to have a vision board, and John and I talk about this, is because when you see something, that's really the secret. That's the power of attraction, as they say, is when you see something, the reticular activating system in the brain get signaled that I'm supposed to be looking for this now. So for example, we name our kid Hudson, and I thought it was super original. I only knew one guy named Hudson. It was my offensive line coach as a rookie. And we thought that was going to be very original. Well, you start telling people that your son's name's Hudson, and lo and behold, every damn kid you come across names Hudson, right? And that's, that's the reticular activating system, kind of as your brain points out what you have told it to become aware of.
Right.
And so that's why the vision board is so powerful, because you're going, this is what I'm after. This is what I'm shooting for. This is what I want you to take notice of and what's important. And I thought it was super cool. So we did it as a family, as an activity. And another, I'm not going to spoil it, but there's something super cool that John says that I completely bought into. I thought it was a really powerful episode. So coming up next Monday, stay tuned to that one. And
I'm sure it'll be a lot more poignant than me on the podcast. I'm just here for...
You're here for the giggles. And to keep me straight.
I'm good
at
that.
And to get me off of vaccine rants.
Seriously, calm the hell down, bro.
I know, but come on. We got to get out of purgatory somehow, don't we?
I know.
We got to get out of purgatory.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
We got to get the hell out of here.
I know.
Yeah, just like we got to go go watch some television on the couch with the kids.
Well, this was fun, always.
This was fun.
Third week in a row. Look at this.
Third week in a row. Oh.
What?
Your program should be launching.
Uh-oh.
Lose Like a Lady should be launching tomorrow for us, yesterday for the people listening on Wednesday.
Cool.
So we think it launched on Tuesday. We think.
That's exciting.
Isn't that exciting?
Yes. And again, I've used it 8 days hardcore, 8 pounds down.
Yes.
8 days.
Yes.
You know, my six-year-old aunt just texted you.
Yeah.
She's 8 pounds down.
8 pounds down.
Got her on the program. So I'm really excited. I really do believe in it. I really think it works.
You did it, babe.
Stick to the plan.
You did it.
Don't leak calories.
Don't leak calories.
Don't open a jar of nuts.
Or peanut butter with celery. Oh. I know it's healthy. It can be. It can be.
If I drink the whole jar of peanut butter.
Oh, my God. I know. I could drizzle myself in runny peanut butter.
Oh, it's
and
so
just
good.
Yes, we could do that.
Okay. I love you.
Love. No.
Thank you.
You love me or you love them? Because I love both of you.
I'm looking at them. So
all
I like,
of you.
I like. You're all right.
We love,
you.
We love all of you. Thanks,
bye.
Guys. See ya.
Thank you for listening to the Believe Network. If you liked this podcast, be sure to subscribe and check us out on Believe.com and follow us on Instagram and Twitter and like us on Facebook. That's BLEAV. Do you believe?